I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Myself, my name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
Welcome to the second hour of the show. You know, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm really not. I listen to music, right? But I never was no like love song person. Like the love songs I know is from my childhood with my mama and them cooking in the kitchen, and they be playing, you know, like the Isley Brothers or Luther or DeBarge or something like that. I never was a love song person. You know, now old school hip hop. You know, up until 2000, maybe even as late as 2005, know all that. You know, after 2005, I kind of got caught up in not listening to regular radio. So, not a big music person. So, when they're playing the music in the breaks, I'd be tripping on some of these songs. This song, Too Close, who made that song, Too Close? Who made? Next. Go look at the lyrics of that song. That's unbelievable to me. The Electric Slide. Do y'all know what the Electric Slide is about? I can't even tell y'all what it's about. It's unbelievable what these songs are really about. But I guess that's just like the song when I was a kid. I performed in a talent show. I took my electric guitar up to school. And I was just singing my little heart out, boy. Singing my little heart out. I was 7 years old. Now, just playing. I'm in love with Mary Jane. I'm just singing, man. And all the teachers was looking crazy. I didn't even know what Mary Jane was then. Lord have mercy. And worse than that, my mama let me go up there and play I'm in love with Mary Jane. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Boy, I tell you. I need to listen to music, man. You know, my idea of a love song is Tupac. Baby, toss it up. All right. For everybody who's just joining us, just tuning in. I gave you the four stocks I gave you before. I want you to go to TD Ameritrade, open up an account. You can open an account for as little as $50 and learn how to do this. Now, I gave the disclaimer. I'll give the disclaimer one more time throughout the show. As I give you different guys, different things, different stocks. So the information provided in the show today is intended for informational purposes only and is not intended as a solicitation to buy or recommend an investment. Information provided does not constitute an offer to provide investment advice. Investing in low-priced securities is speculative and involves considerable risk. So be careful. Please seek the guidance of an investment professional prior to buying. Now, I gave you four stocks that I think is going to do something based on history. And I gave you GRNH, That is a marijuana stock. Marijuana is on the verge of blowing up in this country because I think it's going to be legalized, if not in all 50 states, in the majority of the states within the next 3 years because of the taxation on it. If you look at what Colorado and California is making off of the sale of marijuana, I think that's going to entice a lot of these states, especially those who are in the red, to do something. And so I think they're going to, I think this is just like being in a time where prohibition was ending and you could buy alcohol stocks for the first time. I think people would be crazy not to be looking at marijuana stock. GRNH is a marijuana stock you should be looking at. GLPH, that's a pharmaceutical company. Now, the marijuana has to go to a pharmaceutical company to be tested for pesticides and other things. So logic, right, tells me if I'm buying marijuana stock, I definitely want to buy the place that they test in the stock at. Then it goes to a holding company. That's the next stock, MCIG, MCIG. Again, logically, this connects all the way across the board because it has to go to the holding company before it goes out to the actual store where it's going to be sold. Then I told you about Tuesday Morning. And the only reason I'm telling you about Tuesday Morning is it's a chain that has 724 stores across 41 states. It's selling for $2 to $2.75 a share. I think it got to $2.75 yesterday or the day before. It's a good buy because of how many stores it has. Because eventually somebody's going to buy that chain because it has enough stores to create either a bigger opportunity to go against a Walmart or Amazon, or it's going to allow Amazon or Walmart to be in markets or be in places that they're not right now. So I think somebody's going to end up purchasing that. And then somebody gave me another stock. They gave me, I think, CUE. Now, this is a stock that literally, if yesterday, if you'd have bought $1,000 worth of this, you could have got 95 cents on a dollar today off everything you brought into it, because it went from 11 to 11.95 based on the fact that they just got this huge grant where they're going to be sending out kits for people to test if they have influenza or the flu in their homes. This is a medical stock. So I highly recommend you look at it too. CUE is the call letters for that. So I want you guys to take a look at all that. We're doing a group one for $25, and whatever we raise $1,000. I think right now we started off the day, we was at seven something. I think right now we're close to $1,000. I think it's like $950 in there right now. We get up to $1,000, I'm going to take $250 and buy the four stocks that I gave, Tuesday, MCIG, GLPH, and GRNH. We already got a group buy for the GRNH of 93,000 shares. So we want to keep buying, because if we keep buying, you know, it goes up. And then when it goes to a certain point, you know, y'all be calling me Santa Claus. I'd be coming down the lane in December for y'all. Be like, I won't be saying ho, ho, ho. I'd be saying ching, ching, ching. It's Christmas, y'all. Y'all, it's Christmas. Don't forget your boy. It's Christmas. So I want you guys to do that and see the importance of understanding on taking and learning how to do this, right? Let me tell you guys a true story, all right? Now, I give you true Hollywood stories from time to time, but I wanna give you another story about understanding and investing, right? So I grew up in Chicago. I grew up on the south side of Chicago. I didn't grow up in a rich neighborhood at all. In fact, I remember standing in line with my mama to get government cheese and the white powdered milk. But that government cheese that came in the block made the best grilled cheese sandwiches you ever had in your life. Man, that cheese melted perfectly on there. Woo, you talking about some good grilled cheese. All right. So, you know, that I tell people all the time, I'm a connoisseur of grilled cheese, syrup sandwiches, sugar sandwiches. Man, look, give me some pork and beans and hot dogs. Man, look. Whoo! Hey, we cooking now. See, y'all don't understand. See, I'm a connoisseur of this stuff. You know, man, look, I know how to get down. I take me some Algar syrup, toast me up some bread, put that syrup on there, I eat the whole loaf of bread. Y'all, man, look, y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all don't know nothing about that. So All these cocktails. They pour to eat ramen noodles. Man, look, go get you a loaf of bread. Get you some cheese and some syrup. Get you a thing of sugar. Make you a sugar sandwich. Man, shoot, boy, please. Get you some pork and beans and some hot dogs. Oh, man, that's better than any spaghetti you have in your life. Get you some bologna and fry it up. You think you eating filet mignon. Y'all don't even understand, man. Y'all really don't understand. But I didn't grow up in a rich environment. Let me say it like that. I didn't even grow up in a middle-class environment. Oh, man. You know, I remember eating neck bones. Back then, neck bones and oxtails was cheap. It wasn't now oxtails ridiculous. It's crazy how much oxtails cost. And see, I love oxtails. Man, smoke me some oxtails, make me some oxtail too, stew. Boy, y'all don't know nothing about this stuff. Let me stop. Y'all don't know nothing about it. So, when I was in high school, my uncle's friend, my uncle worked on cars. And this is my uncle. I got four uncles, and one of my uncles is 10 years older than me. One is 12 years older than me. The other two are 20 plus older than me. But my uncle, who was 12 years older than me at the time, was working in a automotive distribution thing. I'm going to tell you this story about opportunity and fear. Because one of the biggest things I learned that day, never forget this, is how fear will stop you from being successful. I'll tell you the story. I'll finish the story when we come back. You're listening to the WB.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. 5G is officially here. Starting last week, residents in Houston, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, and Sacramento were the first people in the world on 5G. Verizon began installations of Verizon 5G Home wireless broadband internet service. The network is built on Verizon's ultra-wideband 5G network. Customer Clayton Harris has more.
When I signed up for 5G Home, I was pretty excited about it because better speed and better connectivity and all that good stuff. But once I found out that I was going to be the first in the world to get 5G, that's when things got interesting and ratcheted up a little bit.
Customers that sign up now receive 3 months free. Derek Reisner couldn't wait for the new service.
Having cut the cord on the entertainment, the streaming has become critical to me because that's where I get all my entertainment now. And so having a quality, reliable, fast speed for the video content is very important.
To receive updates and to find out if your home is 5G ready, go to firstonfiveg.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. But join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
And I need you like strawberries and chocolate and money.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a, this guy is, I believe, a racist.
Post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one street fighter in America.
All right. 919-410-7735. Hey, Warren, I sent it through Pan. Yeah, Angela, you good. Don't worry about it. That's fine. It'll still come. All right. So let me finish the story I was telling y'all right quick. All right. So at the time, my uncle brings his buddy over, right? His buddy is sitting at the table, and he's talking to my grandmother, my aunt, my mother, and my older uncles. So they get to talking, and he calls his dad and tells his dad to come over to the house. Now, the house I grew up in, right, had 13 or 14 people living in it, two bedrooms, one bathroom. But it was always a party at our house. I mean, like, every weekend, our house was the party spot from Friday to Sunday night. It was a party. It was a party, party, party. Now, Sunday would be dinner. It wouldn't be so much as a party because Sunday, everybody would have to get up and go to church. But then Sunday afternoon, it would be a dinner that would turn into a game of be it whist or spades or poker. As I got older, it was poker. But I'm sitting at the table and I'm just listening to these adults talk, right? So the guy calls his dad over to the house. This is what his dad comes over to talk about. The dad says, look, I've created this synthetic motor oil and I'm trying to let people who are in our community and who we work with and who don't have these opportunities, I'm trying to get them to buy into this right now. If you can come up with $5,000 as a family, I promise you within 10 years that $5,000 will be a minimum of $100,000 return for you. A minimum. Now, when he left the house, never forget this. When he left the house, My whole family was still at the table, and my grandmother said, well, can we come up with $5,000 between all of us? And so everybody started talking like, yeah, we can come up with $5,000. Then my uncle Kenna, this is stupid. This is so stupid. We about to give him $5,000 for what? For some oil? Some motor oil? He'll never be Quaker State or nobody like that. This is the dumbest thing in the world. You just throwing away your money. Now, prior to him opening up his mouth, my grandmother was really trying to see if this was doable because she was like, what the hell? Let's take a chance. Once he opened up his mouth, then fear jumped up in everybody. 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 Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Right? I don't know if I should try this. I don't know if I should do this. Now, me, being the kind of kid I was sitting there listening, and I listened to the son and the father. And based on listening to them, logically, everything they were saying made sense to me, even at that age, because I think I might have been 11 or 12 at the time. I was 12 because I was in eighth grade. I was about to go to high school. And I was like, this makes sense. I told my mom, I said, Ma, I said, everything the man said makes sense. I said, logically, it makes sense. And I said, realistically, think about this. Y'all going to drink up the $5,000 anyway. You're going to throw that money away between, you know, having parties and everything else. And my mama said, well, I know you're really smart, but this is a grown folk business. And when she said that to me, I left it alone. You know, because I ain't say it out loud. I just said it to her. Do you know? They wouldn't put that money in, even though they could get the money. And $5,000 back then for my family was the equivalent of getting $500,000. But they was able to, hey, we can sell this, we can move this, we can do that, and we can get it, right? And so literally the man created Slick 50 Motor Oil. Do y'all remember Slick 50 Motor Oil? Do y'all remember that? If they would have put $5,000 in Slick 50 Motor Oil, when he sold Slick 50, they would have made $250,000 off a $5,000 investment. I remember that like it was yesterday. My mama talked about this to the day she died. I should have listened to you, boy. Should have listened to your little big head self. Red, why you didn't say nothing? Mama, I was 12. I told you what I thought. You blew me off. You blew me off. Boy, why you didn't say something else? I would have listened to you if you would have fought. I was 12. If I'd have been 17 or 16 and in college, I might have fought. But at 12, I can't fight you at 12. Y'all gonna look at me and be like, I'm 12. And so I never forgot that. Never forgot that. Because in that moment, my grandmother, who had owned businesses in her life, looked at this as a business opportunity. But my uncle, who had never owned a damn thing in his life, put fear in all those people. Put fear in all those people and stop them from getting that opportunity. It really reshaped. I'm going to be honest with y'all. It reshaped me as a person because it made me realize even in the moment, even before the man sold and made all the money, it made me realize something in that moment. You got to walk your own walk, because if you listen to everybody else, you will never do anything because you paying attention to what everybody else is saying. Instead of walking your own walk. And see, this holds true, not just with investing, with relationships. Think about how many of y'all are worried about what other people think, how they going to feel, how they going to react. It's your life. It ain't theirs. Why you care? Why you care what they think about who you with? Why does it even matter to you? I don't care if it's your mama, your brother, your now the only one who should matter is your kid, and that's only if they're a little kid. If your kids are grown, that still shouldn't matter. It's like that with your jobs. If you want to go to a new job and you sure you want to do this, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I'm going to tell you another story. I wrote about this in the book, The Business of Love. I'm going to tell you another story about myself. Listen to WB.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples Printing Event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
You love your car, and so does Car Checks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s. Or you can get protected with Car Checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parents. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right, 919-410-7735. 919-410-7735. Now, let me tell y'all a true story, right? This is a true story about myself. And this is, I'm telling you this story because I want you to always... It's three things that I really want everybody to do who listens to this show. I don't care if you black, white, Hispanic, Asian, rich, poor, whatever. If you do these three things, I truly, truly, truly believe no matter what is thrown at you at life, you will be successful. All right? First thing, believe in yourself. And when I'm saying believe in yourself, believe in yourself. Believe you can do it. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Believe you can do it. Even if you're not sure, even if you don't know, trust your work ethic. Trust your process. If you know you will put in the work and you know that you will take the time to make it right, believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Because that's one of the biggest things that the average person does not do. They'll have great ideas. They don't believe in themselves. They'll have things to be like, oh, man, this is a good idea. We should try this. Don't believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. That's the first thing. All right? Second thing, give back. Let me tell you why it's so important to give back. Right? One, when you give back to others, it actually strengthens you as a person. Because the way it makes you feel, not just emotionally, but mentally, it helps you become a better, stronger person because you know ultimately when you're going through everything you're going through, in the end, when you can give back and make these people happy, you're like, oh my God, this was all worth it. It's just like when me going through school, elementary, high school, college, master's, JD. Every time I graduated, my family, proud as peacocks, all that studying, all that work, at the end, it wasn't even for me. It was for them. It was for them to be able to feel good, for them to be able to feel happy, for them to be able to look and say, somebody from us is doing this. Okay? So please, give back. Give back. Give back to your community. Give back to your family. Give back to your friends. All right? The third thing. And this is sometimes the hardest thing to do. This may be the hardest thing to do. Don't give up. Life is going to knock you down. Life is going to disappoint you. Don't give up. You're going to have moments when you're devastated because of relationships, because you lost your job, because somebody died. Don't give up. Don't give up. See, that's the one thing. The one thing that people that tried to destroy me really don't understand, I would never give them the satisfaction of breaking me. You would never break me. Not what I didn't lived and come from. You can't break me. You can lie on me. You can falsely accuse me. You can do all those things. I don't care. That ain't breaking me because I really, honestly, I don't care what other people think about me. I care about what I'm doing and what my purpose is in life. So you can't give up. You can never give up. You can never give up, because if you give up, what ends up happening is you miss your blessing. You miss your blessing. Now, let me tell you a true story about myself. All right? When I first graduated from college in undergrad, I had a job. I was making $75,000 a year at 20 years old. No kids. Didn't even have a serious girlfriend at the time. I was working as a chemical engineer in Ryerson Steel Company. While I was in there, I had an old man who had been working in there maybe about 35 years. We were sitting down. And we were talking. I was checking his line and checking the balance of the steel. And he told me, he said, "Man, how old are you?" I said, "I'm 20. He said, "You the smartest person I've ever met in my life." And I said, "What?" He said, "You've been here for 6 months. And every time we have a conversation," he said, "I don't care what the conversation is about. It can be about history. It can be about sports. It could be about social activism." He was like, "Not only do you know the historical context of the stuff, you know the current stuff as well." He's like, "You quote stuff that when I go back and look it up, it's almost word for word." He's like, "And you're doing this job." He's like, "What the hell is going on with you?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He said, "Why the hell are you here?" And I said, "Well, I went to school for this." He's like, "Dude, this ain't what you're supposed to be doing." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You're not supposed to be doing this." He said, "You're 20. You ain't got no kids. You meet a girl. She have a kid. You get married. Now you got all this responsibility. Now you're stuck here. You be here like me 20 or 30 years." He's like, "Yeah, you're probably," he's like, "you know, you're not working out here where I'm working, but you'll probably at the most make $125,000 a year." He's like, "You're way too smart to be making $125,000 a year." He's like, "Isn't there anything else you want to do?" And I said, "Well, I thought about going to law school at one point." He's like, "Man, look, I don't know about you, but if I had your brain, I wouldn't be in here." So we had that conversation. I worked there another 2 years. Now, during that time, because of the conversation, I went and got a master's degree because I was like, maybe I'll go get another degree just in case. You know, I can make some more money, you know, doing this. Let me get a business, MBA. I went, you know, took classes on the weekends at night, got an MBA. No big deal. But then after I got the MBA, I was just like, I think I do want to go to law school. Now, I'm 22, still, you know, no kids, not married, nothing like that. Got a girlfriend, but, you know, it is what it is. And so I said, "Well, let me see." I signed up to take the LSAT because my girlfriend at the time was in law school. And I forgot about it. I'm going to be honest with you. I forgot I had to take the damn test. In fact, the day of the test, it was on a Saturday morning. I had been out partying all night Friday. I had just walked in the door maybe an hour and a half before the test was supposed to happen. And my mama was like, "You got to take that test." She called me, "You got to take that test today. Good luck." "What test? What are you talking about? Don't you take the LCAT or something like that today?" I was like, "Oh, the LSAT. I forgot I signed up for it." I was like, "Oh, you know, I ain't going to go." She's like, "No, you paid the money. Go." Didn't study. Didn't do nothing. Walked in there. Rocked it. Because the whole test, the LSAT, is a logic-based test. So that was right up my alley. Oh, man, this is perfect for me. I could have did this with 5 minutes of sleep. Rocked it. Got into every law school I applied for. Went to law school. But when I left to go to law school, everybody in my life, my boys who are my boys to this day, my mama, my cousins, my auntie, my grandmama, everybody, you crazy to be quitting that job. You crazy to be quitting that job. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? And in that moment, I had fear and I had doubt because it was my mama, grandmama, aunt, cousins, friends, everybody. You crazy, you crazy, you crazy, you crazy, you crazy. And then I remembered sitting at that table as a 12-year-old and saying to myself, man, y'all crazy for not doing this. And once I remembered that, it was an easy decision for me. If I had done that, I never would have had the life that I've had. I wouldn't have had the issues that I had, but I never would have had the life that I had. I never would have been around the world. I never would have been in the White House or meeting all these other dignitaries. I never would have been on television, never been on radio. I never would have had the life I had if I had not swallowed my fears and did what I wanted to do, not what everybody else was telling me to do. You're listening to the WB.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show. Heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now. Right now. Right now. Right now.
All right, let me thank everybody who listened to the show, watched the show, tell your friends and family members about the show. You know, tell y'all my little life stories. You know, what's funny, though, is that, you know, life will cause you to do certain things. Like, even for me, when I came out of law school, I had got accepted to Emory for medical school. I had taken the MCAT and gotten there. I would have went to medical school, but I didn't come from a family that had money. And so because I didn't come from a family that had money, I wanted to work to help my mom, and, you know, my sisters were in undergrad getting their degrees, and, you know, so I wanted to make sure I could help them finish off what they were trying to do. You know, they didn't went and got masters and doctoral programs. And so, you know, I always think about my mother's kids and, you know, this woman who didn't have nothing but a high school education, you know, she, all her kids got masters or better. And that's what you want. You just want the next generation to have the opportunity. And that's the purpose of jumping out on faith. I mean, somebody asked in YouTube, well, what if you jump out of faith, it don't work? It's just like riding a bike. You fall down, you get back up, you jump again. See, the thing about faith is this, is you're not going to hit every time you jump out on faith. Because if that was the case, everybody would be jumping out on faith. You just need to hit one time. Like Tyler Perry said, when he first won his first award, he talked about how you can hear a million no's. All you need is one yes. All you need is one yes. That's it. You don't need a million yeses. You just need one. If you get the right one, it opens up everything else. Look at what Tyler Perry is now because he got that one yes. That's the thing. And that's the thing you want to instill in the next generation. You want to instill in them that they're going to fail. They're going to fall. But what makes somebody successful is that when they fall, that don't stop them from trying again. That don't stop them from getting up and fighting. That don't stop them from jumping out there again. Everybody who's successful in life, everybody, are risk takers. And they jump out on faith. When you look at everybody who's big time, they're taking a risk. I don't care what. If you look at entertainment, they're taking a risk to become superstars. It's a possibility they're not. You look at athletes, they're taking a risk. They're jumping out on faith. Think about the percentage of people who get to play professional sports. Now, they're doing the work. They're putting in the work to become different and special. But they're still taking a risk with their bodies. They're taking a leap of faith because the possibilities of them making it to the professional level is slim to none. And then if they make it to the professional level, the possibility of them lasting over 3 years, especially in football, because the average football player is 3.5 years in the league, is slim to none. So you're leaping out on faith. You're leaping out on faith. Everything you do, if you're going to be successful. If you look at Mark Zuckerberg, if you look at all these guys, they jumped out. They jumped out on faith. They took a leap. They took a leap. Sometimes it worked. Sometimes it didn't. You gotta not be afraid to try. That's the thing. You can't be afraid to try. If you look at people who have the best relationships, right? Let me tell you what's so funny that I've learned watching people over the years who have long-term relationships. What I've learned about people who have long-term relationships, they usually didn't have a very long courtship. It wasn't like they dated for 5 years and 10 years and then they came together and they're just so happy and in love. Usually it was about a year, maybe 2 years tops. Maybe 2 years tops. And they turn around and they jump out on faith. And usually the people who have the best relationships are people who they're not afraid to jump out on faith. And they'll jump out and they'll find that person and that person will find them. And all of a sudden, the balance happens and it becomes good business. It becomes real good business. That's what life is about. It's about finding you and then jumping out on faith. Whether when you're investing, right? You're investing on faith. Like, man, I hope this pop. I hope this happened. If it does, it's good. If it doesn't, got to try again. Got to try it a different way. Got to try it a little different way. So I got some other things coming down the pipe for you guys. I got the book that's coming out. So let me tell you what I'm doing with the book for everybody who doesn't know. I'm going to get the book up for pre-sale. I want to try to sell 5,000 copies of the book. Now, that'll make the book a best-selling book, and I really need your help with that. I'm going to sell the book for only $10, but what I'm going to do with my part of the proceeds, we're trying to set up the trip right now, and what we found out, I was trying to do the Virgin Islands, but I might have to do Puerto Rico first. And the only reason why is the Virgin Islands is still so devastated that we don't even have nowhere to go take y'all in the Virgin Islands. So we may have to do Puerto Rico first and then do Virgin Islands a year from now. But what I want to do with the book stuff is set it up where I can set it up where either y'all getting all your food and drinks or I'm getting the hotels for y'all and y'all just got to fly there. So literally the $10 of me, you buying will be me giving it back to y'all so y'all can come and we can go and have think tanks and conferences and hang out together and then also do some. Maybe I'll do like a party and maybe we'll, you know, charge $5 or $10 for the party and then take that money and give it to the people of Puerto Rico to help them rebuild whatever they rebuild and anything like that. So this is the way I want to do this. So hopefully all of y'all for 10 bucks, all of y'all will buy 10 books and then tell your friends to buy 10 books so we can get 5,000 of them sold so we can get this trip lined up and ready to go. All right, if you don't do nothing else, tell somebody you love them and appreciate them. You may not get that chance tomorrow. That's why I tell you every day, I love you with the love of Jesus. I know some of you don't believe in Jesus Christ. I'm not trying to push religion on you. I claim spirituality. And I do know the letter J didn't exist when Jesus walked the earth. I know his real name begins with a Y, y'all. Y'all ain't got to at me. Have a good weekend. Be safe. Be productive. You got to 5 o'clock Eastern time. Well, no, I'm sorry, 4 o'clock Eastern time if you want to get in the group buy $25 Club 44 at ATD.net. Talk to you guys next week. Happy birthday, Ma.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.